Welcome to FTR On The Go, striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals. Each week, we bring you snippets of FTR's Monday Morning Coffee, a blog written by FTR's own Steve Graham, designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest economic data.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operating Officer at FTR. Today, I'll be sharing with you some of the economic insights from the week of March 21st through the 25th, 2016, along with key upcoming economic releases. After cutting its projection for interest rate increases this year to 2, the Federal Reserve remains in the spotlight, as Fed officials have talked up the possibility of increases in interest rates. Last Wednesday, St. Louis Fed President James Bullard joined several other officials floating the possibility of a rate increase as soon as April. Last week's economic data was light. Housing data was mixed, with existing home sales falling 7% in February and new home sales rising 2%. Housing remains on its modest growth path, but monthly numbers will still be volatile. The Chicago Fed National Activity Index took a step back in February, moving into negative territory. Production-related indicators drove the index down. As expected, durable goods orders fell nearly 3% after a big 4% advance in January. Transportation orders drove the headline number down. Core capital goods orders fell nearly 2%, reflecting the fact that manufacturing still faces stiff headwinds. And finally, fourth quarter GDP was revised up to 1.4% from 1%. The report showed that weakness is concentrated in trade and inventories. Last week's data highlight focuses on the U.S. fourth quarter GDP. The economy expanded at the rate of 1.4% in the final quarter of 2015. This is according to the third estimate from the BEA, or the Bureau of Economic Analysis. This is above that 1% rate that they initially reported in their second estimate. Consumer spending, housing investment, and federal government purchases all contributed to growth, while inventories, exports, and business investment continued to drag on it. Consumer spending and exports were revised higher, with consumption contributing nearly 2 percentage points of growth. Fixed investment made a small contribution as residential investment outran a decline in non-residential investment. The two main drags on growth were inventories and trade. The inventory situation is taking longer than expected to correct, but eventually it will fade. The question is if it will be quick and dramatic or slow and steady. Finally, corporate profits had a bad quarter to end 2015, but most of the decline was concentrated in the energy and trade sectors. The drop in profits was steep, but oil prices have rebounded in the first quarter, and some of the weakness in manufacturing is expected to be temporary. On the international front, the Market Economics Purchasing Managers Index for the euro area rose to a three-month high, from 53 in February to 53.7 in March. The rise keeps the index well above the expansionary 50 mark. The services segment also rose to a three-month high, whereas the manufacturing segment barely rose but remained above the 50 mark. While economic growth in the euro area is being maintained, there are still weak inflationary pressures. The European Central Bank unveiled new stimulus measures this month to revive inflation in the currency zone. Bank President Mario Draghi said that growth momentum has been weaker than anticipated at the beginning of the year, but he expects the economic recovery to proceed at a moderate pace. Looking ahead to upcoming economic releases, the calendar this week is fairly heavy on data. February personal income and spending will be released on Monday, March 28th at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. We look for personal income to grow just 0.2% in February after the 0.5% gain seen in January. spending is likely to remain unchanged as the recent retail sales report points to some weakness. On the other hand, inflation is expected to show a larger uptick for the month. February pending home sales will be released on Monday, March 28th at 10 a.m. We look for pending home sales to increase 1.5% in February after the 2.5% decline in January. Pending home sales are on a soft track this winter and are overdue for an increase. The March Conference Board Index of Consumer Confidence will be released on Tuesday, March 29th at 10 a.m. The Consumer Confidence Index is expected to rise a couple of points in March. This would only reverse part of February's nearly 6-point drop. The survey is sensitive to labor market conditions, and they were solid in March. Rising gasoline prices, however, could limit the increase. Friday, April 1st is a busy day. It starts with the March employment report released at 8:30 a.m. Employment growth likely came in near the 220,000 mark. This would keep it right on target with the 223,000 average of the last 12 months. Job gains should remain broad-based, but geared towards services rather than manufacturing. The unemployment rate should remain just under 5%. February construction spending will be released later at 10 a.m. Construction spending was stronger than expected in January, so a small drop is expected in February. January's increase was in non-residential, and a repeat in that segment is not expected. We look for a modest gain in private spending and a small drop in the public sector. The closely watched ISM Manufacturing Index will also release its March report at 10 a.m. Manufacturing is stuck in a rut, but the worst does seem to be over. We look for the manufacturing index to rise from just under 50 in February to just over 50 in March. This would end a streak of negative readings since last July. Manufacturing remains weak, but it is starting to find a foothold. And finally, March vehicle sales will be released on Friday at 4 p.m. Vehicle sales probably slipped from the 17.5 million level seen in February, although it shouldn't drop much. This would put sales at a roughly 17.5 million rate for the first quarter.
If you enjoy FTR on the go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To read the full blog, visit blog.ftrintel.com or go to ftrintel.com to find the latest analysis from FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.